Police led up defenses for His Majesty's birthday celebrations. The upcoming celebrations for His Majesty the King's birthday are behind the Metropolitan Police Bureau's decision to allow anti-government protesters into their headquarters and government house. A Puratai Party source on Monday night said the government negotiated with protest leaders to end clashes between demonstrators and riot police, with the military acting as mediator. The military asked the government to allow protesters inside MPB headquarters and government house as a symbolic gesture to end the violence, the source said. The military was keen to avoid clashes during the king's birthday tomorrow. At the height of Monday's clashes, a tear gas canister landed in the compound of Suan Kulap Palace near the MPB's head office, Daily News Online reported. Police Lieutenant General Kamrong Witt said he had been summoned for an audience with a royal family member at the palace. He was told Thais must not fight each other. Police Lieutenant General Kamrong Witt stressed the importance of showing loyalty to the royal family. He added that His Royal Highness Crown Prince Mahawijiralongkorn will return to Thailand today from an overseas trip. An MPB source said senior police agreed that enforcing heavy-handed measures to deal with the protesters could worsen the situation, with the crackdowns on red-shirt protesters during the 2010 political unrest serving as a reminder. The conflict has resulted from politics, so it must be resolved through political means. We have taken the wrong path. Thailand must restore its image and let politicians fix the political problems, the source said. The decision to allow protesters into the MPB compound and government house was a joint one, reached at a meeting between senior police officers. It was not made solely by National Police Chief Adun Sangsing Gao. Deputy National Police Chief Worapong Chiubicha confirmed the clashes between riot police and protesters at Oratai Bridge on Monday night led to the MPB's decision to end their resistance to the protesters. Early yesterday, after the clashes, police found firearms at the site, he said. In light of this, the MPB feared that if police had continued to block demonstrators, a third group could have exploited the opportunity to instigate violence, which would have resulted in more deaths and injuries, Police General Worapong said.